And just gently close your eyes and let your breathing be a little deeper, a little fuller, but soft. And breathe in through your nose, exhaling softly down into your chest, to your heart. So with a busy morning and a lot of thinking, we sometimes neglect the rest of our being. So come down with that breath, each exhale, and let it be from your heart, as if there were a breathing place there, right in the center of your chest. And as your awareness begins to have more place around your heart, you might begin to feel the energy of your heart, a soft aura of energy around the actual physical heart, where it's beating, where the physical things are happening, the blood is pumping. But also where the intelligence of your heart lives, where the love, the spiritual love of your heart lives. So just keep breathing through that place. And as your awareness begins to take up more of your heart, you can begin to feel the love coming in. The love of the family that's in this room, the love of the entourage of Kryon that is in this room, the love of the beings that got you in the chair today, all those things that happened to get you right to where you are. And you can say a silent thank you in your heart. And as your heart feels that gratitude, maybe you'll notice it expand a little bit more. And you can notice it soften and become receptive. A little more open-hearted, perhaps. As you, each one of you, sitting separately in your chairs, and perhaps listening to this later, you become part of one larger beating heart here on the planet. Your love breathing in and out of your heart, breathing in and out of this room in this town on the beach, in this state on the East Coast of the United States, on the planet Earth. Just from that breath around your heart, as you begin to feel yourself opening up to receive the message of love and honoring from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many who listen to these channels. And there's always a theme of the ones that are short before that which is a seminar. And the theme is, how do you cognize what you're hearing? There is a shell that you have to get through. And even those who believe very, very firmly in these kinds of things still have the shell. The shell is that which is a three-dimensional reality that you have all the time. How does this fit into that? Do you have to adjust yourself to go through that shell of belief in order to then open to this one? If you're not one who has believed these things before, this is your first time. It's simply the voice of the man who has been talking for hours. The shell that you have to get through is one that would then acknowledge something that is outside of your normal. And that's what I want to talk about. 4 years, dear ones. Over 2 decades. Every time I sit with my partner and he recedes, he steps away. Every time. There has been this adjustment that has to be made in the room. Where you get out of one box and it expands and you get into another. And then you start feeling the energy, the benevolence, the compassion. And some of you start asking yourselves, could this really be real? And then you start to feel it. And some of you with exceptional gifts will actually see the colors and perhaps even evidence of the entourage. That the Creator is here in ways that you cannot believe because you have said you would acknowledge it, expected it, had intent for it. All of those things which we say have energy of the moment. And in the past, it never changed. There was a series of time where you had to get used to it and then it opened. What we're seeing now, dear ones, is as soon as I sit in the chair, even before I open and say greetings, this box is gone. And there is so much more expectation. There is a cognizing understanding that regular life includes these things to such an extent that many of you have even started channeling for yourselves. You're not necessarily opening a book for the first time or having to slog through a wall of disbelief for the first time or again and again. You come expecting it. You're open to it. All over the planet, I'm seeing this. My partner is not. He steps away. He doesn't know. In the past, this has always been a time of introduction. We ask, is it real? Is it not? What do you accept? What you don't? And suddenly we're saying this. Study what you feel. You know it's real. Now together, let's use it. This channeling is a broadcast, if you wish, from the other side of the veil, to not only the human sitting in front of me, but those who will listen later, read later, in some cases. And then it has to include pieces and parts of that metaphysics that you've only talked about. Is it possible, like the very atomic structure that they study, that everything is connected. Everything. And that would be the consciousness in this room. For those who are awakened as old souls and will allow it, that consciousness you have might actually be broadcasting the feelings of this message to everybody. What if what you do alone at home in the benevolence and the grace of meditation and spirit as you feel in your very cells that you're in touch. What if that's a light that is seen everywhere? not in 3D, but in places that perhaps are darker than this one, by other light workers who are screaming out, "Where is God now? What should I do now?" And you sit down and meditate in this city and across the world, they feel something instantly in their cellular structure, and they relax, and the peace that you have here is their peace because everything is connected. This is not new. The concept is not new, but the reality of the possibility of it is here. It's what we're going to teach over and over from now forward. What impact do you have with those around the planet? Because they're allied with you in a way that is not something that you accept yet. And there's the meta in metaphysics. I'll tell you how not new this is. Forever, people have been praying for one another. From the beginning of that which you would call organized spiritual systems, groups of people would sit and visualize for others. And you didn't even think twice about going to a prayer meeting. But you were told for years that what you were doing was praying to an in-between source. It had to go up, be analyzed, and action had to return. And now you know better. Where is God? Where is God? And you know the answer. In you. In you to such a degree that there is hundreds of trillions of molecules inside which all have God in them. There is so much knowledge, wisdom, and power in you. It's just starting to be seen. It's just starting to be used to the degree we've told you it could be. There is no in between. When you meditate in prayer, you are creating at that moment. It leads you to say, well, what should I pray for? This is so powerful. Who should I pray for? How should I do it? And the answer has always been the same. You sit and visualize most benevolent outcomes for all on this planet, for peace to be with those who need it. You're creating a peaceful conduit that the others could use. That's what you're doing. You're not praying for events. You're praying for outcomes that make sense, that are benevolent, for peace for those in trouble. And it works. Have you ever been on the phone with somebody who was in trouble? And you could feel in your heart what you wanted to send them and the peace that you had. And they were wringing their hands with worry and fear. And then you could hear something on the other end of the line. There were tears of recognition, perhaps relaxing. They were talking to somebody who cared. They could feel that which you were giving. You had opened a conduit for them so that they could feel what you were feeling. It's as simple as that. Only without the telephone. How many of you are realizing right now that this is real? Is it possible that one man, one woman, one human could open the veil to such an extent that a message like this could be delivered that was succinct and loving and accurate and true? And the answer has been yes for all of you. It doesn't have to be sitting in front of an audience. If you sit alone, it'll open. You can get this for yourself, for others. You don't have to transmit it in a language. You don't have to write it down. You could just be with it. Channel your higher self for you and see what it has to say. Open this portal, if you want to call it, for a moment, that is the connection between you and Spirit, creative source. 26 years, I've said God is inside. It's an echo of what has been said on this planet for thousands of years from some of those who originated belief systems. Did you know that the intuitive human being's first idea of who God was, as written down and organized in spiritual systems, was God is inside? You go around in life, you have past lives, you keep coming back. Original information, and here it comes again. In summary, for this small channeling, I say to you, you're far more powerful than you think. You're an old soul who lives in a country where you're not hungry, where you can have peace and you can smile and you can have joy when you wish. And there are so many around this planet who can't have any of that, and yet they know the Creator, and they meditate and they sit and they pray and they ask and they ask, not knowing that you're the answer. If you start projecting that peace that you have and you ask for to all those who need it, in whatever way they need it, they're going to feel it. That's the new human being. More now than ever before. The network of multidimensional connections to old souls is starting to form. It means that together, the consciousness of this planet has a chance, because those of you who can create it so easily can help those who can't. It's just the beginning of the new kinds of things we are telling you that are now possible. There'll be more. Tonight I want to talk about wild cards. What they mean, what they've been in the past, what's occurring now. And until then, so it is.